Serial Killer, billed as the first international festival of TV and web series in Central and Eastern Europe, is the brainchild of Kamila Zlatushkova, a former vice dean of Prague's famous FAMU Film School and a seasoned TV professional. Inspired by the likes of France's series Mania and the Edinburgh Television Festival, Serial Killer seeks out provocative, original stories with novel approaches to telling them. A few short weeks before the festival's second edition gets underway in Brno, I asked Kamila Zlatushkova how the idea came to her, what it took to bring it together, and what audiences and industry professionals can look forward to.
Yeah, it's a long story full of frustration and full of tears. No, but the idea came... the situation here, when I used to be and when I used to work as a TV producer, there were no whatsoever platforms for speaking about television and about the quality of television. There were no awards speaking directly about the television. There used to be some kind of professional awards, but it stopped, I think, in 2013. And I was thinking, when I was visiting also several festivals in Western Europe, that it's really a huge pity that we don't have any kind of event like this in Central and Eastern Europe. Originally there was, or there is one even in Poland, but it's only focused on Polish production. There is one even in Sarajevo and one even in Croatia, but they are kind of more focused, for example, on development, or they are focused more on a smaller areas. And I think we are ready to be a gate or maybe a meeting, important meeting point between East and West.
How did you envision the first edition would go? How did it really go, and how has it changed?
I'm quite used to be quite optimistic, and my idea was a big one, and the reality was, of course, tough. But the first edition, we call it pilot edition, went pretty well because it had really nice feedbacks from international colleagues, both academics, both TV professionals. When I came to Britain or when I came to Scandinavia, it was absolutely wonderful that I met people who understood me totally, what is my point, what is my aim, and they totally understood because their industry went through the much longer successful process to become global TV content player. So I think that was really for me a huge motivation, this support from abroad, because I think maybe it's a Czech nature, but most of people around me were kind of skeptical. They were like, no, we are a small country, no, you should not do that. Let's look on East, because those are industries we should focus on. Don't even try to attract Westeros, because there is no sense in that.
Was there also some skepticism about having it in Brno, the second largest city, rather than the Czech capital?
Yes, there was skepticism from some interesting people from Prague, saying it has no sense and no reason because of the airport and the hotels and structure. I think it's a huge mistake, because the best TV festivals I went in France or in Britain or in Sweden, for example, they were not in capitals. They were in smaller cities, because networking is much more, let's say, fun, much more interesting space. You know, like in London, it's 5 o'clock, we need to hurry to go home, or we need to visit this place and this place and this place, because we are visiting London. For example, networking in London was much worse comparing, for example, for networking in Edinburgh, because there were local people, were only people from Edinburgh BBC. Everyone else were from all around Britain and Scandinavia and Ireland, for example.
Was there any one festival elsewhere that served as kind of a model for you,
yeah,
at least when you were starting out?
Yeah. It's Series Mania. That's one of the biggest television festivals in France. And it's not in Paris, it's in Lille. They moved from Paris to Lille. And it's also the one of the reason I started to do this event. Because colleagues from Series Mania, they are very supportive and they also gave me a lot of advices because of the financing. Yeah, so, and Edinburgh Festival, I really love Edinburgh Television Festival, and we are official partners with Edinburgh Festival, for example.
Good thing you mentioned them then. What can you tell listeners about the lineup? You're still accepting submissions, but maybe you have an idea of kind of a balance, regional or thematic or...
We already closed the main program, and this year we are focusing on Norwegian production. First pilot year was focused on Danish. I think it's better to start with maybe small but huge and important industry in Europe. And we are also focusing on a new series, progressive series, original storytelling. Our name, Serial Killer, we are kind of making fun of too much of Scandinavian and too much of criminal stories. We are looking for new original storytelling, and I think it's really important for Central and Eastern Europe, because I mean, I don't have anything against remakes, I don't have anything against like accepting trends. On the other hand, we should start at least one trend, we should at least for once be trendsetters, because everybody is looking on our direction, everybody is expecting, okay, like this industry and this business, we know it, but what the hell is going on in this part of Europe? And I think it's really a right time to start to talk about what's going on here, where are the talents, where are the possible co-production, and why sometimes the system doesn't allow people to shine. I think, for example, in Hungary, there are several great films winning Berlinale or Cannes, when we are researching Hungarian television, we can't find anything. So I think it's not a problem about quality or talents. Sometimes it must be a problem in a system, which is kind of tough for younger or maybe more talented. It's not a question of age, of course, but for the people to be more progressive and not to be afraid to step in a different way.
Now, there's been a trend, I mean, at least 10 years in the making, of TV gaining in prestige and creative talents actually looking more to work in TV because you have the freedom of many episodes and so on. How is that reflected in the Czech scene?
I think it became also very important a couple years later when this trend, I think like 7-8 years ago, the first famous Czech directors start to work for television. I think those trends are not different from the other part of the world. On the other hand, maybe there is a question of freedom or maybe trust. I think the best pieces of work abroad, what I, for example, like to watch, are also based on the trust of producers. We choose you because you are great and you know what you are doing. We like the story, but do your best because we trust you. I think sometimes it's a little bit more complicated because people are afraid of many things, maybe losing their jobs or maybe just like, you know, we don't want any troubles. I like this about, for example, when I was discussing this with Norwegian colleagues from Norwegian television, they're like, yeah, we love complaints because, and Channel 4, they have like just write new campaign, complaints welcome. I think those are really great things to move forward and to be really progressive, not to be afraid about complaining. Yeah, of course, sometimes we can do a lot of mistakes. On the other hand, without mistakes, we can't move forward. We will be just stay in the same spot forever.
Dare I ask what mistakes you've made and what complaints you've received?
Me? Okay, it's kind of a long list, but I do not consider all of them as mistakes. Yeah, I was, for example, pushing forward the style of art life shows. For example, when I invited, it was before Christmas, several great music bands, underground music bands, and they start, as they are usually doing during their concert, they start using drugs and talking about it, so it was kind of a blast. On the other hand, we manage, because it was the start of the new art channel in Czech Republic, and many, many people, because of 400 articles that were written about it, like, they recognize, oh, there is some art channel, really? Like, and they are doing quite interesting stuff, because it wasn't only about doing crazy show, it was also a purpose about bringing important topic to the screen. And I think it's typical for whatever I'm doing. I'm trying to find a purpose. On the other hand, I'm trying to attract people to be engaged in a topic. And sometimes I'm using controversial instruments.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you think really should be highlighted about the festival, or this year, uh-huh, or in general? Uh-huh.
I think I didn't mention one thing, that after the first year we got really great support from abroad. Especially I should point out a partnership with European Broadcast Union. We met for several times with all the heads and directors, and it's the TV committee. It's a selection, or it's a department of all heads of drama departments in Europe. So I was really excited when during Berlinale they had one session in Germany, and they voted for their next meeting in Czech Republic day before our festival starts to be able to attend. So I think those are the things that really makes me happy, because I can see the light in in the perspective of speaking, or maybe making really, hopefully, important international meeting point. It's really still long way to go, but hopefully we are heading right direction.
Last question, so you can catch your train. Is there a series, Czech series, that international audiences should keep an eye out for in recent years or in post-production or anything?
We were quite proud. Last year we were opening our festival with the series Most, called Most. It's about one Czech comedy, really black comedy about one Czech city on north. And I think maybe this is the way. I think we are not able to attract, for example, Scandinavian countries with Scandinoir, because they are not interested about Scandinoir anymore, and they can do it better. I think, for example, the humor and the black comedies, even it's saying comedy doesn't travel, but I think it's not true. And we're trying to step over all the stereotypes, and I think this is one of the stereotypes. I think humor from Central and Eastern Europe, it's very specific, and this can be some of the ways we should go.
Serial Killer runs from the 24th to 29th of September. This year it will have more than 40 screenings at 4 venues in Brno. Most of the series are original European TV productions that have not yet been shown on TV or the internet and will be introduced by their creators. Apart from its focus this year on Norwegian series, Serial Killer also features a competition section focusing on Central and Eastern Europe and an extensive Industry Days program for professionals from all corners of the continent.